Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Rudy Valley and Buddy Clark, hear some close harmony, fulfill a request, and listen to this past week in recording history. Longtime listener Dan sent an email recently asking for a set of Bluebird songs. The ones that came to his mind were Bluebirds in the Moonlight, My Blackbirds Are Bluebirds Now, Hello, Mr. Bluebird, and What's the Good Word, Mr. Bluebird, but here are some others.
Thank you.
Some songs about bluebirds for listener Dan. We began with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra with a vocal by Franklin Bauer and Lonely Little Bluebird, written by Harry M. Woods. That recording is from June 26, 1928, a couple of weeks before Vincent Lopez and his Casa Lopez Orchestra recorded their version. Ruth Etting also recorded Lonely Little Bluebird. Next, it was Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers, March 5, 1930, and I'm Looking for a Little Bluebird. We finished up with The Piccadilly Players, directed by Mel Morris, from an Edison Diamond disc waxed July 17, 1928, and Old Man Sunshine, Little Boy Bluebird. Old Man Sunshine was composed by Harry Warren, and the lyrics were by Mort Dixon, but we don't know who was singing them on that recording. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to the first show of our eighth year on Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. This past week, July 28th, marked the birth in 1901 in Island Point, Vermont, of Hubert Prior Valley, better known as Rudy. In 1919, he began self-study of the clarinet, but after hearing a recording by saxophonist Rudy Weedoft, he switched to that instrument, and after about a year, he was able to play publicly on the stage of Portland, Maine's Strand Theater. In the fall of 1921, he entered the University of Maine and joined the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity, where fellow fraternity members, knowing of his great love of Rudy Weedoft's playing, nicknamed him Rudy Valley. In the fall of 1922, he transferred to Yale University. Yale, of course, is in Connecticut, which accounts for his later use of the orchestral name Connecticut Yankees. It was while playing with the Yale Collegians that he took to using a megaphone to enhance his voice, and the megaphone became one of his trademarks. In 1924, he went to London, where he played sax at the Savoy Hotel with the eight-piece Savoy Havana Band. Bandleader Bert Lown and Valley formed a band, and in January of 1928, Bert got the band an engagement at a small cafe called the Hi-Ho Club, whence came Rudy's radio broadcast introduction of Hi-Ho, Everybody. In February of 1928, Bert Lown talked WABC into broadcasting the orchestra, and they were soon broadcasting 25 times a week. Following the WABC radio broadcasts was a string of box office successes, including the 1929 picture Vagabond Lover. Early in World War II, Valley entered the U.S. Coast Guard service, where he toured leading a 40-piece band. He enjoyed a reprise in the 1961 hit musical How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, and recreated the role in the 1967 movie version. Rudy Valley continued to perform around the country right up until his death in 1986.
So with your kind permission, I'll present for your approval a mature crooner.
It's the craze nowadays, and it will get you soon. Buy a coat and try it, bet you'll be a riot. It's a wild thing to do it right now. Highbrow, lowbrow, intermediate, make believe they're all collegiate soon. To do the raccoon. Raccoon coats, don't care who's wearing them. Hallroom boys will all be sharing them soon. To do the raccoon. Every day you'll have your downs and your ups. Every day those raccoon coats will have pups. Date a girl, then start to hurry or ride downtown to some big furrier soon. To do the raccoon. Oh, they wear them down at Princeton and they share them up at Yale. Oh, they eat in them at Harvard and they sleep in them in jail. Alpha, beta, Delta freighter, what's the matter with alma mater? Bula bula, you're a fooler. Go to school and learn the raccoon. Every day its popularity grows. What a chance to keep you up in your toes. $15 and then the coat is yours. Be like all those college sophomores soon to do the raccoon. say when. I'm ready, go steady when we begin. The time is right, I think we might just chance it and dance it away tonight. My time is your time. Your time is my time. We just received a simple night and sympathize. We're harmonizing one step and two steps, old step and new step. There's no time like our time and no one like you.
Rudy Valley, February 25th, 1929, and My Time is Your Time, composed by Leo Dance with the lyric by Eric Little. My Time is Your Time is heard in the 1933 Bing Crosby picture Going Hollywood and in the 1934 films 20 Million Sweethearts and Change of Heart. That was preceded by Reminiscing, written by Edgar Leslie and Harry Warren and recorded April 16th, 1930. We began our tribute to Rudy Valley with Doin' the Raccoon from October 10, 1928. Doin' the Raccoon was written by J. Fred Coots and Raymond Clagas.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, July 26, marked the birth in 1912 in Dorchester, Massachusetts, of Samuel Goldberg. You may know him better as crooner Buddy Clark. Growing up, he had dreams of becoming a professional baseball player and a lawyer, and even attended Northeastern Law School in Boston, but ultimately his love of music and singing was stronger. When he was 17, Sam was singing at a Boston wedding when he was heard by David Lilienthal, owner of I.J. Fox, one of Boston's leading furriers. David Lilienthal arranged music lessons for him and helped launch his career as a band vocalist and radio star. I.J. Fox Furriers sponsored a show on a Boston radio station on which Sam, with the new name of Buddy Clark, appeared for 9 years. He sang on morning shows 6 days a week and made 2 evening broadcasts. With his Boston radio show a success, Clark moved to New York, where he appeared with the Benny Goodman Orchestra on the Let's Dance radio show. He also appeared on several other top radio shows, including the Ben Burney Show, Your Hit Parade from 1936 to 39, and the Carnation Contented Hour, where he became known as the Contented Crooner. In the 1940s, Buddy Clark had his own popular radio show called Here's to Romance. He sang, often uncredited, on radio transcription discs with the orchestras of Fred Rich, Freddie Martin, Lud Gluskin, and others. In 1937, Buddy was hired by Daryl F. Zanuck to do the singing for Jack Haley in the 20th Century Fox film Wake Up and Live, starring Walter Winchell, Ben Burney, and Alice Faye. Buddy enlisted in the Army during World War II and resumed his career when he was discharged in 1945. Unfortunately, his career was cut short when, at just 37 years of age, he died in the crash of a small private plane on October 2, 1949. Here's Buddy Clark.
Thank you.
way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden, you know what I mean. Creole babies with flashing eyes, softly whisper with tender sighs, stop, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Stop, you bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There's heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans.
Thank you. I spend the evening with all my love the
Buddy Clark, born July 26, 1912. Buddy sang with lots of different bands, and we heard him with just three, beginning with Dick McDonough and his orchestra, and Way Down Yonder in New Orleans from June 23, 1936. Next, backed by Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra, we heard Evening, recorded in Chicago on July 2, 1932, when Buddy was just 19 years old. I see credits for Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra, spelled both with and without an A in coconut, but I'm looking at a photograph of the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, home of the Coconut Grove Nightclub, and the sign on the hotel spells it with the A. We finished up with Lud Gluskin and his orchestra and Rainbow on the River from a Brunswick 78 recorded November 13, 1936. Louis Alter wrote the music and Paul Francis Webster the lyrics. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, Wellsford Radio 92.2 in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Recently, I had a request from faithful listener Barbara Sunday, who, along with Bob Lyons, hosts Don't Touch That Dial, a program featuring old-time radio shows, heard the first Monday night of each month at midnight on KPFK, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles. Their program is not streamed on the internet, but it is archived and is available at kpfk.org. It's part of the Something's Happening show with Roy of Hollywood. Barbara wanted to hear some records by the comedian Harmonists. Who are the comedian Harmonists, I hear you ask? Well, they were a German all-male close harmony ensemble consisting of five singers and a pianist, and like the Mills Brothers, were noted for using their voices to imitate musical instruments. The group was founded in 1927 by German singer-comedian Harry Frommermann, who was inspired by hearing records of the American close harmony group The Revelers, whom you've heard many times on this show. The comedian harmonists had a widely varied repertoire, ranging from classics to folk songs to popular hits of the day. They quickly became popular throughout Europe, toured the U.S., and starred in 12 films. Their popularity continued into the 1930s, but since three of the members of the group were Jewish, they were eventually banned from performing in public by the Nazi regime, and their last concert was in Munich on March 25, 1934. The Jewish members, including founder Harry Frommermann, fled Germany and formed an emigrant group called the Comedy Harmonists. The remaining members of the German group replaced the missing members and changed their name to the Meistersextett, but neither group was able to achieve their original success. Here, for listener Barbara, are the Comedian Harmonists.
I'm discontented with all that I render, for I have invented my own. Darling, this place is a lover's oasis, where life's weary chases are known. Far from the cry of the city, where flowers pretty caress the stream. Cozy to hide in, to live side by side in, don't let it abide in my dream. Picture you upon my knee, just me for two and two for three, just me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friends or relations, no weekend vacation. We won't have it known here that we own a telephone here. Sugar cake for me to take, for all the boys to see. We will raise a family, a boy for you, a girl for me. Oh, can't you see how happy we would be?
Picture you upon my knee, just me for two and two for three, just me for you and you for me, alone for you and you for me. Nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friends or relations for weekend vacations. We won't have it known here that we own a telephone. Day will break and you'll awake and start to bake a sugar cake for me to take, for all the boys to sing.
We will raise a family, a boy for you, a girl for me. Oh, can't you see how happy?
weil ich dich heute verlassen muss. Und sage mir auf Wiedersehen, auf Wiedersehen, Leben. Wir haben uns so heiß geliebt und unser Glück war nie getrübt. Drum sag ich dir auf Wiedersehen, auf Wiedersehen, Leben. Ob du mir treu sein wirst, sollst du mir nicht sagen. Wenn man sich wirklich liebt, stellt man nicht solche dumme Fragen. Gib mir den letzten Abschiedsgruß, weil ich dich heute verlassen muss. Ich freue mich auf ein Wiedersehen, auf Wiedersehen, Leben.
Wir haben uns gefunden, geliebt und heiß geküsst. Es waren schöne Stunden, die man nicht mehr vergisst. Ein Märchen geht zu Ende, drum reich mir deine kleine Hände.
Gib mir den letzten Abschiedsgruß, weil ich dich heute verlassen muss. Und sage mir auf Wiedersehen, auf Wiedersehen, Lechwohl. Wir haben uns so heiß geliebt und unser Glück war nie getrübt. Drum sag ich dir auf Wiedersehen, Leben. Ob du mir treu sein willst, sollst du mir nicht sagen. Wenn man sich wirklich liebt, stellt man nicht solche dummen Fragen. Weil ich dich heute verlassen muss, ich freue mich auf ein Wiedersehen, auf Wiedersehen, Leopold. Gib mir den letzten Abschiedsgruß, weil ich dich heute verlassen muss, und sage mir auf Wiedersehen, auf Wiedersehen, Leopold.
The Comedian Harmonists for listener Barbara. We began with Tea for Two from the 1925 show No No Nanette by lyricist Irving Caesar and composer Vincent Humans. That was recorded in December of 1934 and, as you heard, was sung in English. Next, showing off their ability to imitate musical instruments, we heard Creole Love Call, a 1928 Cotton Club classic by Bubba Miley and Duke Ellington. That was recorded by the Harmonists in 1932. And we finished up with their rendition in German of Auf Wiedersehen, My Dear, written by Al Goodhart, Al Hoffman, Ed Nelson, and Milton Ager. That's from April of 1932.
Our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call
This Week in Recording History.
So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Art Kahn and his orchestra. ¶¶
Toodly-doo-doo-doo-doo from my sweetheart. Never knew I could be so blue. If it comes around to make my poor brain hum, while my heart is beating like a big bass drum. But instead of smacking lips, he tries to snap his thumb with his toodly-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. He can't live on toodly-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Thank you. is it that makes me want you the way that I do? What is it? Please tell me, what is it that gives me a thrill like nothing else will? What is it? You're not as good looking as some of the rest, but you've got that something that I like the best. What is it? What is it? I'm dying to know why I love you so. What is it?
We begin this edition of This Week in Recording History with Art Kahn and his Orchestra of Chicago and Hoodly Doody Doo Doo. The vocalist on that July 28, 1926 Columbia recording is unknown. Next, we heard Jack Albin's orchestra as the Clevelanders and I Still Get a Thrill Thinking of You. That was written by Benny Davis and J. Fred Coots and was recorded July 24, 1930. The Clevelanders was also used as a pseudonym by Harry Reaser, Phil Spitalny, and perhaps Adrian Schubert, as well as others. We finished up with the Hi-Hatters, a Victor House band directed by Leonard Joy, and the musical question, What Is It?, recorded exactly 76 years ago today. What Is It? Was composed by Harry Barris, with the lyrics by Harry Tobias. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.